Welcome back, Galway Islanders. We're pleased to bring you a soothing world to help you and your children relax. Before we begin, have you left a review for Be Calm on Galway Island? We need your positive reviews. Your reviews help others find our stories and keep us on the air. Everyone makes a difference. So please add your positive reviews to our Amazon Alexa skill page, Apple Podcasts, or your favorite app. Let the world know how much you love Be Calm on Galway Island. Thank you. We really appreciate your help. Now, let's relax.
Hello everyone, are you ready to be calm on Galway Island? I know you're looking forward to our deep dragon breaths. I am too. Before we begin, do you have everything you want for today's story? Are you in a quiet place? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Now you are going to do some things to help you relax. Set your listening buddy to your side, and let's start by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in, filling your tummy with fresh air, and then breathe out. Pretend fire is coming out of your mouth. Ready? Breathe in and out. Again, softly breathe in. Feel the cool air coming in your nose and filling your tummy. Softly breathe out nice warm fire. One last dragon breath in and out. Now it's time to relax your whole body. Remember to keep doing your dragon breaths. Squeeze your toes together really tight with both feet. Pretend you are picking up a banana with your toes. Hold that banana tight with your toes, and now let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Pick up the banana again. Hold it tight with your toes. And let it go. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel your feet and toes getting warmer as you relax the muscles. One more time. Hold the banana tight with your toes. And let it go. Remember to breathe slowly like a dragon in and out. Now, how do your feet feel? Next, lift your leg up just a little and hold it in the air. Now, let it float down. Lift the other leg, hold it up just a little, and let it float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. again. Lift one leg up, hold it in the air, and let it float back down. Lift the other leg up, hold it up, and let it float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Do you feel the muscles in your legs getting warmer and more relaxed? Now, squeeze your hands really tight into a ball. Pretend you're holding a shooting star inside each of your hands and have to hold on tight. Are the stars tickling your hands? Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And let the stars go. How do your hands feel? Are they warm or do they tingle? Enjoy the feeling as you imagine the stars sparkling up to the sky. Reach your arms around your chest and give yourself a big hug. Now, release and let your arms float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, give yourself a big hug, squeeze, and let your arms float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel warm energy flow into your arms and chest. One more time, give yourself a big hug and squeeze. Let your arms float down and breathe in and out. Now you're going to make the grumpiest face possible. Squeeze your eyebrows down towards your nose. Wrinkle your nose and mouth towards your eyebrows. Keep making the grumpy face. And one, two, three, let go. Relax and take a deep dragon breath in and out. One more time, make a grumpy face. One, two, three. Let your face and neck relax and breathe in and out. Finally, you are going to squeeze all the muscles in your whole body at the same time. When I say go, squeeze your feet, lift your legs, close your hands, hug yourself, and close your eyes and mouth tight. Ready? Go! Squeeze your whole body tight. One, two, three, and let go. Take a deep dragon breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. How does your body feel? Does it feel relaxed, heavy, and warm? Good. Now you are ready for this story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is A Cheerful Family. Mia and Max were excited. It was a beautiful day, and they were about to leave for Grandpa and Grandma's house. They loved going to Grandpa and Grandma's house, especially in the summer. Then it was time to help pick vegetables. Max wondered what they would get to help with this time. If it was cucumbers, maybe they would help make pickles, and Max loved Grandpa's pickle recipe. Max took a deep dragon breath in and out. Knowing that he would have to wander for now, and it would be all right. After all, surprises could be a lot of fun. Now, it was time to load the car and go. Max and Mia helped their mom and dad carry bags out to the car. Then, they hopped in. Mom and Dad helped them buckle up, and off the family went. It would be a long drive, so Max tried to think of something to do. "Why don't we play the alphabet game?" he said. "That sounds like fun," Mia replied. And Max, Mia, and their mom and dad began looking for things that began with the letter A. Mia found an airplane flying overhead. Mom found an apple tree. Max saw animals outside. And Dad counted 8 arms inside the car. Once everyone had found something beginning with A, they went on to find something beginning with B. Mom was first this time. She found a bright red barn. Mia proudly spotted a bicycle. Dad saw a boat. As they crossed a long bridge over the water, Max was excited when he saw a buffalo. Now it was time to find C things. Dad quickly spotted cows in a field. Max found a camp. Mom pointed out all the cars on the road. And Mia managed to spot a cat sitting in the grassy field. Max felt happy he had suggested a game that everyone was enjoying. Now he needed to watch for something beginning with D. Mia smiled and pointed, "Dad!" Dad spotted a field covered in dandelions. Mom pointed out a dump truck on the road, and Max saw a billboard with a dragon on it. Soon, they had made it all the way through Z. After the alphabet game, Mia asked, "What will we do at Grandma and Grandpa's house?" "We're going to help with their garden," Mom answered. "What are we going to pick?" Max and Mia asked together, excited to help out. "I'm not sure. I know that Grandma and Grandpa planted cucumbers, beets, lettuce, and zucchini," Mom said. "We'll have to see what's ready," Dad said with a smile. "I can't wait. Sometimes when they plant peas, we get to eat them right off the plant. They're so sweet," Max said. The car was quiet for a while. Everyone just gazed out the windows. "Why don't we have a sing-along?" Mia suggested, breaking the silence. And soon the car was filled with melodies. They sang "I've Been Working on the Railroad," "Old MacDonald Had a Farm," "Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star," and "Itsy Bitsy Spider." Mia also suggested "Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes," but it was a little hard to do when you're all buckled up. so they decided to save that song for later. After all that singing, everyone decided it would be nice to just listen. So Mom opened up her kids' podcast app and found one that they all could listen to, something relaxing. Max and Mia took their deep dragon breaths in and out. And nested into their seats. Before long, they were napping. And just like that, nap time was over. They were at Grandma and Grandpa's. The road trip was over. As Max and Mia hopped out of the car, they each got a great big hug from Grandpa and Grandma. Then, they all had a refreshing glass of water and sat on the old bench swing in the backyard, rocking back and forth, back and forth. Soon, Max yawned. Mia saw him and she yawned too. Mom, Dad, Grandpa, and Grandma smiled each other knowingly. It was time for bed. Max and Mia went to their room, where two little beds were made up nice and cozy for them. As they snuggled in, Max and Mia thought of all they had to be grateful for. Max was happy they were at Grandma and Grandpa's. Mia was thankful to have her family to play games with on the car ride. Most of all, both Max and Mia were very happy they would get to help Grandma and Grandpa with their garden. Both little kids gave themselves a tight hug and relaxed, wishing everyone happiness and peace. Taking a deep dragon breath in and out, Max relaxed into the fluffy pillow. Mia took another deep dragon breath. And smiled. They both took one more deep dragon breath in and out. Max and Mia drifted off to sleep, wondering what the garden had in store for them. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.